Derek Sunderland with us on the pregame. Tri Center girls basketball coach and heads to Audubon tonight to take on the Wheelers. Coach, how are things progressing for your team this season?
You know, not bad. Not bad. You know, sometimes it feels like it's almost a fresh start coming out of Christmas break here now. We've had three games and that, and I think we're starting to kind of get back in our groove a little bit. We didn't play too well coming out of break there against Riverside at their place. You know, credit to what Mitch Rice does there and their kids playing hard. And at Avoca, I just couldn't catch a couple breaks, I thought. And we were right there. And then I thought we competed a lot better last night against the Loma Panthers a little bit. But obviously, weren't able to get the W here the last couple games out. But our kids are battling. I think we're our win-loss record doesn't necessarily always reflect the improvement that we're making. So happy with some strides that we're making. We're continuing to get better. That's kind of the main thing we've been asking.
You did pick up a win against Audubon the first time you played them, 47-36. It's been well over a month ago. But what were some of the things that you had some success with the first time?
Well, I thought we were able to get out and score in transition. I think that was key for us. But I thought we blocked out fairly well early on, score and transition, and we were able to get some easy looks, which was certainly beneficial and played in our favor in that. But, obviously, Coach Miller has done a good job. He's going to make some adjustments to that, and I think at least force us to have to shoot over high hands, I think, in a quarter-court set.
Coach, your top two scorers on the season with Taylor Kinkle and Alexis Flaherty, both averaging a little over 8 a game. They do it in different ways. How would you kind of describe their style and how effective they've been?
They're certainly scoring for us a little bit, but I think you certainly got to give credit to the people that are distributing the ball for them. More in Taylor Kinkle's situation a little bit, setting the screens for him. And that one of the things we're trying to get her to improve upon is being able to create her own shot. But credit to our teammates. We're running her off some double staggered screens, and trying to find ways to get her open. Maybe that's in transition here or there a little bit. But they're both, I think, very capable of putting some points on the board if they're in the right place on the floor and ready to shoot the ball is also a key thing for them. But they've done a nice job of, when they're open, looking for their shot and knocking down some key shots for us. But like I said, I think it goes back to how we're getting them open, a lot of credit to their teammates as well.
What are some of your key areas of emphasis to try and improve on here down the stretch to be at your best for the regional tourney in a few weeks?
Well, we've got to do a little bit better job, I think, of blocking out. I think teams have been a little bit more physical than we have, and that's something we're certainly addressing in practice. We got to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. We're trying to instill a break where we play a little bit faster, but we've got to be able to make decisions as the game speeds up. I thought we did a little bit better job last night against Logan, but. We have to do a lot better job, obviously, come tournament time. The things are going to be amped up a little bit as far as the pressure and the quality of teams that you're going to play. So taking care of the basketball, eliminate second, third shot opportunities for our opponent are probably two of the biggest things that we've got to fix and we've got to continue to get better at. But the good thing is there are things that we can control.
Always good to talk to you, Coach. Thanks a bunch for your time.
Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate it, and have a great day.
And best to you as well. We'll be back with Darren Miller, head coach of the Audubon girls. He joins us after these.